جميل تبع يلا تبع
يلا تبع يلا تبع
يلا تبع جميل تبع
جميل تبع
تقصد شو أنا شيره تمانزا جنجن جميل سويتا تلاتا يلا تين سازان دوتنا يخبر تمنا يلا تبع نكاين وشيتا نشوف يلا ماتين ده روشيتا سامدانشي دونا تسونم سايا 로춤체라다 다시 형 어떤 게 잡을지 무슨 거래 되는 주도 아니 제주도 소화대 배 어떤 해설
So we will do the seven limb practice as usual. So if you can remember the whole seven limb practice then that is good, but if not, then whatever you can remember of the seven limbs, you can put into practice, such as making offerings and so forth, to accumulate merit. So we do this in relation to Manjushri. So you visualize him in the space in front of you, and then you do the practice, and then you make single-pointed requests to him. praise to Manjushri. Obeisance to my Guru and protector Manjushri, who holds to his heart the scriptural text symbolic of seeing all things as they are. Whose understanding strange falls as the sun has been clouded by defilements or traces of ignorance. Who teaches in 60 ways in the patient love of a father for his only son. All creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by their suffering. You whose dragon thunder proclamation with Dharma arouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees them from the iron chains of our karma. Whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. Entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with the 112 marks of a Buddha, has completed the 10 stages, achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, O Loving One, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing my mind. Enlighten my intelligence and wisdom so that I may gain insight into the Buddha's words and text that explains them.
In the mandala offering,
page 26. Page 27, verses for making mandala offering. So
Yeah. Geshe-la, on the occasion, just maybe on this special occasion, Geshe-la, which on behalf of all your students here, Ken Rinpoche, Geshe. I'd like to say that of all the students here, rejoice this grand occasion on your appointment as the new abbot of Kopan Monastery. And we beseech you here, students, to please stay. And please stay and stay and stay until Samsara ends and not abandon us for Kopan. So yeah, so we wish you also all a very very long and healthy life, that you can always stay to teach your Dharma. And yeah, I just can't imagine what we would be if you had forsaken us. So please stay with us. So we congratulate you and wish you all the very best for this joyous occasion and your appointment as the new abbot of Kopan Monastery, Ken Rinpoche, Geshe Choma. Thank you.
I think last week we don't have class. I think probably all enjoy. So the thing I want to visit Rinpoche for supposed to be just 4 days, then happen for 7 days. So Rinpoche wrote postcard to everyone here. So he said, "My dear devoted student, how are you?" He said, please study Dharma. Enjoy the life with bodhicitta. Thank you very much." So like that. So I supposed to come back. I want to stay. So morning I went to see Rinpoche. So he wrote the postcard with his normally he cannot write with his right hand. So this one he write with his right hand. I try to write. So he says he's trying best to recover. He will try his best to exercise whatever necessary. So he will try his best to recover. So like that. So then that morning, so I went 10 o'clock. Upper Kata, my flight is 1 o'clock. So he wrote, he gave me the postcard, so I was supposed to come out. Then he suddenly checked. You know, he dies. You know, he throw the mop, the checking this thing. So he brought, And he threw the dice. He said, oh, don't go down. So that then happened. Then I just, suddenly I need to change my ticket. So then next day, yeah, then just happened this, some small ceremony like that. So that's why we postponed the Thursday class. Yeah. So anybody want to see the, after he wrote, then he's laughing himself. He look at his and laugh himself. So. So yeah, anyway, so Rinpoche is extremely happy about many people studying Buddha Dharma in Singapore. So he always mentioned, so that's the whole point of having center. You know, many people studying Buddha Dharma, that's the whole point of having the center like that. So he's extremely happy about how many people come and enjoy the teaching. So he's extremely happy about that. So also he said thank you for everyone, the ABC here, who pray for him, also did a lot of animal liberation. So he said thank you for everyone, also that. Okay, I think that's it. Yeah, so. Yeah, so now, so somebody teased me. I have mostly half of my hair is white. So now having this new name, sooner or later, all white, you know. Also, they said maybe full white look nicer, they said. So. So like that. So at this moment also, yeah, so I need to do two jobs here and there. So also I could not really reject their request this moment because Kirinbuchi also a little bit sick. Also Rinpoche also not feeling well, so this moment, so I could not reject their request. So I accept for some time, yeah. But how long, I'm not sure, yeah. Otukche, tat tanda yin, tire, takar so tanda. Otukche ni, tat rinpoche takto shu deyare, njaka rinpoche takpa sung deyare, ta. Manzo, tat turab nishu zazikwen nangbaji chikores, ta. Nama nangshinita, tebaje tukshinita, pamegita, luksudaujeta, malamjab tukshin, desam chokshishindana, digimaresita. Da dura nyusajikbe, aniji nangbaji chukores. Ya olme takwa kalam naayantindere.
As Lamasupa Rinpoche has mentioned, and in particular, His Holiness the Dalai Lama has mentioned, has emphasized in recent times, that it is important that all of us be 21st century Buddhists. So just adopting Buddhism as a religion and just practicing it merely out of kind of belief and faith, or just or perhaps practicing it or as kind of like continuing the tradition of one's forefathers, or you know, staying as a Buddhist, as a, and just making simple prayers and being happy with that alone. His Holiness has mentioned, emphasized many times that this is not the way. This is not the way now.
Lopchungla, nangbe shungla, tona tegwa di jechimbu yinsare.
So this particular piece of advice from His Holiness is something that we really need to remember and keep in the heart. Yeah? And then bearing that piece of advice in mind, and as much as possible, then we should pay attention to our learning, to our studies.
근데 직체 아니지 가서 왔다. 어떻게 다 단단히 다 높은 채 내려고 매발해 다 망치지다 등득이 시에 높은 채지다 죽대 깔에 탕체되고지 자기열에 라양다 즉 흉대는지 높은 채라 다 오늘 기랑도 동남 깨바대 오늘 염차고 해도 자기열에 그러다 높은 치고 쓰니까 맞다 요런 높은 채는 망질랍다 튼지 탕체되는지 자기열에 라양다 흉대는 대신 높은 채 삼십 깨바 대자매야 다 오늘 항상 거지.
So I think that all of you are educated. Yeah, you've all received a modern secular education. You've gone through the whole system. You've been there, done it. You know, and of course, you know, taking exams and studying hard and taking exams was a part of the system. Yeah? And you've finished with it, and you're probably sick of it. Yeah. So despite that, you know, you have now taken on this interest, you know, you've developed this interest to study the Buddha's teachings. Yeah. So this is, if you think about it, or at least when I think about it, I find this is something to be amazed. Yeah. Yeah, it's really wonderful.
What in this? 어떤 대신에 재장하다 숨쉬게 말씀기 아니 곧 다시 밀켜봐요 말해 그러고 숨쉬게 그래 까불에 깨그래 양 까불에 숨쉬 차그래 다 숨쉬 강게 봐도 무지는 쪼가에 제시 못 차그요 그래 재장하다 숨쉬 연아야 깝깝나야 지경에 발제 망보지 용제 소소 숨쉬 연아야 발제 망보지 용제 치마대 이렇게 차그요 그래 재장 가서 쉬워나 시래 나 균도 아니 지금 갈수 없다 높은 치에 탈진바 용해다 다 랑길 삭배 삭 딘데지 아니 균도 수업 닦고 해 마놈 자고 해 라와 아니 자와 디지보 마이바 사람은 사람 딘데다 딘데가 아니 지금 낭배 슝 라와 산지가 람도 쪼야기다 사바는 자체가 람 딘데 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 딘데
So all of you have the interest and you have to study, you know, so that is amazing. But just having an interest and some determination from your side, that also does not necessarily guarantee or does not necessarily mean that you will complete your studies. Yeah. Okay. So it is important to work at it, you know, continuously. Yeah. Okay. Just having the interest or determination alone is not enough. Okay. And in particular, because you know, when we are doing something like this in the course of your studies, you know, one may experience all kinds of problems and obstacles. Yeah, and then there are some who are not able to overcome those obstacles, and some people drop out. You know, yeah. In the course of the studies, yeah. So these things happen. So therefore, having the interest and determination alone does not necessarily mean you will complete your studies. Yeah. So therefore, you must gather the conditions, yeah, for you to be able to finish your studies. Yeah. So one of which is making prayers, aspirational prayers, and making aspirational prayers and single-pointed request to the Buddha, to the deity, to the one's special meditational deity, to make requests for success in our studies. And when we make requests, single-pointed requests, it's not just for success, you know, in one's studies in this life. You know. The thing is, we have to pray, continuously pray, and to be able to meet, you know, these teachings. You know, the extensive and the profound path, you know, to enlightenment, from life to life. Yeah. Okay. So making strong strong aspirational prayers for success in one's studies and practice. This third is very important. Yeah. And doing that continuously. You can see that in order to be able to complete one's studies, many factors and conditions must come together. Okay. For instance, my own example. I never think that I was able to complete my studies due to being really smart or intelligent, but rather I think that there may be some karma from my past lives. Yeah. But I've made it a point always to pray, to make aspirational prayers in the course of my studies. Yeah. So while studying in the monastery, so usually in the morning we have morning prayers. Yeah, about in the main assembly hall, starting about 5:30 in the morning. You know, so I would make it a point always to go and pray in the assembly hall. And if you know, in Sarajay Monastery, we have a shrine dedicated to Mo's secret high griver, so a deity of the college. So I don't think I've ever missed prayers on a regular basis. Yeah, yeah, in front of that shrine, and this was what others did as well. So it was common for all the monks studying in Sarajay to do that, to make prayers. Yeah. So I think I attribute my success having been able to finish my studies to making prayers, yeah, to making prayers in particular to High Griva.
Yeah.
So it's important to have the determination to continue the studies, and also to make constant prayers and aspirational prayers and requests, yeah. And also to constantly accumulate the conditions for success, you know, such as doing the practice of the seven limbs, yeah. So if we do all of this, then it helps to further increase, strengthen our determination, our studies. And in the process, I guess, one's faith and devotion to the Buddha Dharma Sangha will also gradually increase.
Taka tenzo ta jela yungyure, ta langim ta gola ta tesla lakirwa. 어떻게 저 까불 양 까불에 다디 녹춘 신이 말라 편도 가리어스 대 편도 개미도스 신대기 양 까불라 셈나나 티데 게스바레 어떻게 저 까불 양 아 따도 말음 따 어떻신이다 셈교 왔당 다디 남 산지 숨으레 다디 녹춘 치킨스 다 타보 가조이나 다랑기 셈슈께 시장게 소티데 깨고 계신부레
So you know in this basic program we have many different modules. Yeah. So we're looking at different topics, different texts. Yeah. So the middle length lamrim, the stages of the path to enlightenment. If you compare, relatively speaking, compared to the other topics in the basic program or the texts, it is relatively less challenging. Okay, so that is true. So some of the texts in the basic program are relatively more challenging, and because that's the case, in the future it is possible that when studying these texts, it is possible that you may think that what on earth has this got to do with my life? You know, you may think it's like you don't see any relation, you know, any benefit. You know, it's like what has got to, how can studying this benefit me? You know? So at that time, it is important to make aspirational prayers to be able to continue, yeah? And to change your way of looking at it, you know, by thinking that there must be something in this because this is the Buddha's teachings, yeah? And then you just work at it, yeah.
어떠시니? 단 제가 차장 신사나 아니지 차장 높중지까지는 깔래 연하였지 깔래 좀지 좀 차장 제일 아니 침보이시다 곧지 다지 높중 시합안에 디 시합에 제가 침보이지 편도 여보지 통토해 이 말에 갑골랑지 시합에 내가 통만 되는 차장 최선 제가 신이다 편도 여보지 통토받는데 망보인 것과.
So, it is, generally, I guess it is normal. Maybe in the course of studies, especially when we're dealing with certain topics or certain texts, you know, you may not see the relevance to your life. You may not see the benefit, you know. But it is only at the end, you know, when you finish it, you know, you finish all the different topics, and then when you look back, then you start to see the relevance, you know, the benefit, you know. And this is the experience of quite a lot of people, you know, when they finish it, you know. Then they say, oh yeah, there's something about this. You know? But while they were doing it, perhaps they didn't realize, you know, how relevant it was.
Oh, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. 랑게다 뭐냐지 거기 숨쉬지 계지 동남이 계지 근데 흉 탁보지라다 장도 그로 깨바 대자면 뭐냐 다 가와 상보인스 근데 섬체다 가와 상보디 뮤트니 쪼가 계지 뭐래
So as what Rinpoche has mentioned, yeah, so we should approach our studies, you know, with enthusiasm and with delight, yeah. So we should remind ourselves, you know, how fortunate we are, you know, to have the opportunity and also to have the interest, yeah, to want to learn and study these things. You know. You know, we should remember, you know, that even just, you know, to have an interest, you know, to study, you know, something complicated, you know, something difficult, you know, some of the texts in the basic program, for example, you know, even just to have interest, to even willing to try, and that itself is something very fortunate that we should remind ourselves that, and basically we should try to ensure that one remains a fortunate being. So if one begins as a fortunate being, and if in the process, and one ends up as an unfortunate being, and then it's completely pointless, isn't it? It's just stupid, yeah. wouldn't it be better if one starts off and remain as a fortunate being?
So
So let's all try to remain within the ranks of the fortunate.
What did she? What was she? Kazanta, Ani Karusatunda. Kazanta, Pena. That gave a singing, that Guguyore, Tamazo Kanda Kala in Ayang, that gave a singing, say Guguyore, Sabato, got the Tamazo Sanjay Sala to Haggy. And it's a titumi gave a singing, say Guguyore, or Tizanta, that Tapojima gave a singing the Kandiji Gore, Sintas, Tamazo, say Guguyana, that you the Kandiji Tempus Gores, Kazan to Degana Suma Nashire, that singing to Washua, Nishua, Yundela, Sunday Lungis.
Generally in life, whenever we have to learn something, we have to depend on a teacher and an instructor, isn't it? Yeah. So likewise here, wanting to travel. To proceed to the state of enlightenment, you know, we need to depend or rely on a virtuous friend, a spiritual teacher, a virtuous friend, who is capable of guiding us and leading us to that state. Yeah. Okay. That being the case, you know, then we need to search and then find. That Mahayana virtuous friend, you know, the Mahayana teacher who is able to guide us, lead us to the state of enlightenment. So, what kind of qualities or what are the defining characteristics of a qualified Mahayana virtuous friend who can lead us to enlightenment? So, the qualities were stated by Maitreya in his ornament for the Mahayana Sutras, isn't it? So, there are 10. Qualities, yeah. So Maitreya said, rely on a mind, a teacher who is disciplined, serene, thoroughly pacified, has good qualities surpassing those of the students, is energetic, has a wealth of scriptural knowledge, possesses loving concern, has thorough knowledge of reality and skill in instructing disciples, and has abandoned dispiritedness.
What to say? That did not cause a shiva no shinre, that benatat, igitash, never shivas, that on the never shivas, Sedukana, Tondani, that Sherabki Laba Sunhe, Anichi, that Tinir Rab to Tola, Sedukana, that Tekonani Topala Jare, the Sungut Wata, the Sunita, so that Tinigi Chabayan, present that Tuxan Tigus, Benazo, that the Jesus Changungi, that do they gain the present that. Usum tumo chine ma sungu yozang ani ji kaso da usum tumo chine sungu yozang da tangbo yi kaso re sherab ge laba se di da at kansa ge dangme se da dangme la chara sha che ani kansa ge dangme ro wa atin de ji la sha yi ba de ro wa kansa ge dangme dangme ni la chara sha ne da ani ji da kansa ge dangme
So there's this quality of being thoroughly pacified and the quality of having thorough knowledge of reality, isn't it? Yeah? Okay? So in the text, the quality of being thoroughly pacified is said to mean possessing a higher training in wisdom. And having thorough knowledge of reality means having the realization of suchness, or realization of suchness or emptiness, isn't it? Yeah. So, and this quotation comes from the ornament for the Mahayana Sutras.
And this is a teaching. The view of this text, the view of reality as expounded in this text, is something that is common or shared, you know, with the mind-only school and the middle way school. Okay. So that being so, therefore, when we talk about selflessness according to these tenets, yeah, they make a distinction in the subtlety between the selflessness of person and the selflessness of phenomena. So that being the case here, so the quality of being thoroughly pacified means, as I mentioned earlier, means the higher training in the wisdom. Yeah. So and that is related to having interpreted here in this context to mean to have the realization of the selflessness of persons. Yeah. And whereas having a thorough knowledge of reality is a is interpreted here to mean having the realization of the selflessness of phenomena. And one can say, for example, having the realization of the selflessness of phenomena as asserted in the mind-only school. Yeah. But here, in our context, one can perhaps also interpret this from the perspective of the consequence middle way school, the highest school. Yeah. Okay. That means taking the meaning of the selflessness of phenomena according to the viewpoint of the higher school. Yeah. So this is one. The one way of looking at the difference between these two qualities.
Yeah.
If one was to summarize whatever was said just now, so basically, you can just say this: there's a difference between these two, the quality of being thoroughly pacified and the quality of having thorough knowledge of reality. The first is means having a realization of the selflessness of persons, and the second quality refers to having the realization of the selflessness of phenomena.
Oh, tuksine. Tadi, tadi, tapi cinta penyama jambat sahab kure sahaja sepejat tak kondo kau mare. Rupanya tadi kalle kalle tadi kau tuh yang kure rupah hutan dera.
Those of you who were with who did the previous basic program, you probably have an idea what I've just said. So I think as for the newer students, I don't think you understand what I've just said. Yeah. So, but it's only a matter of time. Slowly, okay? You will all become crystal clear.
Oh, 독신이 가장 먼저 참지네. 딱 가와레이나다. 어, 독신이 딱 진대신이 가장 참지네. 가와레이나다. 어, 독신이 딱 돈다. 원어치다 도와시고 냠나스 강중중의 도바시는 도바 연도도 민다바레 줄라여비 미펜베스 제외된 바 지던 틈베 주도와시고 데스 디니 라바리 무지 숨도 니에베스 도와라서 바 숨소스 데카스 디바 록사인 삼스로 숨소스 로와 텔라스 다 디네마 다 도와세 다 돈다니 말기다 도대진기 다 돈다디 마 숭아레 다 디네 규유메트 tela do anin sudim gi labate soso tabales ta de bebe da wan sem da kanen kawala tumbe sem ne jaban sem ne soso ta din shesum batas antine ma tsinde ja ya tam gu jin dun jong kin gi sab sam ya do ta ong bo lo be yu gi jesu thong as da tam gu ta wo ta cha ma yin ba da ju ba nu char ju jin ni be ba tume cha re be cho lo ju ba che sudim na la be sim gi ta tu wa wo su
So on page 20 of your text,
yeah.
So
Furthermore, it says that someone who has not disciplined himself for that reason is not in a position to discipline someone else. A spiritual master is disciplining others has to be someone who has first disciplined his own mind. You may wonder, well then, in what way does it need to be disciplined? So to accomplish anything at all that occurs to you and then label it a realizational quality because it exists in the mind is of no benefit. That's why a system of mental discipline compatible with the general teachings of the conquerors is necessary. That has been ascertained as the three precious trainings. And therefore, ethical discipline and the other two have been set forth. So in this regard, so discipline, so here, now the text goes on to explain, you know, the quotation for the ornament for the Mahayana Sutras is that the very first quality is disciplined. Yeah? So in this regard, disciplined refers to the training in ethical discipline. In the Sutra of the Vows of the Individual Liberation, it says, in accord with the unruly horse of the mind, always willfully straying away, a bridle strutted with 100 sharp nails, that is individual liberation. An alternate translation is this. These vows of individual liberation are the bridle set with sharp nails. With constant effort, they are fit for the difficult to rein horse of the straying mind. So that is the quotation. And then next is explaining the meaning of the word disciplined. Someone skilled at breaking. I guess it's very colloquial. You break down a wild horse, isn't it? You tame, I guess. Yeah? So someone skilled at taming wild horses. Yeah? So he's able to tame them by the means of a good bridle. The sense powers pursue wrong objects like wild horses. So ethical discipline subjugates them as one engages in inappropriate activities. And through many efforts make one engage in what ought to be done. Someone trained in it has likewise tamed the horse of the mind. So basically the essence of essence is this, yeah. Discipline means training in literally the ethics of the Vinaya, yeah. And it means basically controlling one's senses, no? And such that one does not follow after inappropriate objects and behavior, and following after appropriate behavior. So that's the essence of that's what it means to abide in ethics. Yeah.
Tatonda ani shi shiwa statine ma shiwa ni tatonda shin tuwa shiwa se gi tshe ja yin bare tatonda shiwa ni tata lebar che ba tang s ta nyabar che bi chu to temba tang shi shin tem be sem nang du shi shiwa ni be ting zin ge la ba che wa os.
So next is the explanation of here is calm, yeah, but in the other translation, it's a serene, yeah. Okay, so whether it's calm or serene, let's say serene, yeah, means having developed the training of concentration, where based on mindfulness and introspection, with regard to engaging in positive and counteracting unwholesome behavior, then the mind abides in a state of inner calm.
What tatonda ti sungu yore.
So, so the quality of a serene means the relying on mindfulness and introspection, or introspection is also sometimes translated as vigilance, yeah, mental vigilance. Yeah. So, so this quality here of calm or serene means relying on mindfulness and introspection constantly. So that while one is aware to not engage in inappropriate actions, and one is aware that one should engage in proper actions, yeah. And these then lead to a stable mind.
Yeah.
It says complete peace, or the other translation is thoroughly pacified. Okay, thoroughly pacified or complete peace means that based on the calm abiding of a serviceable mind, the training of wisdom has been developed through individual analysis of the correct meaning of reality. So I think an alternate translation is thoroughly pacified refers to having accomplished the training of wisdom. This is done by specifically analyzing the meaning of reality in dependence on meditative serenity or calm abiding, wherein the mind becomes serviceable. Yeah. So in short, basically here this quality means being able to analyze, you know, with reasoning, to come to an ascertainment of the selflessness of persons. Yeah. So in this context, selflessness of persons.
Okay? Okay. Ani ti tiang ne, ani tetsamgi diki yo mara ti tiang du ta kalso ne sim tenbu yo hsi kwa he, rava ti mi chok pa, ani ti tiang la ta sherab yo ting hsi, rava ta lak pa ta nyam pa kari imi tin degi, ani chik nam ye je shi shi tum nying sherab yo ba shi gugu yo re, ta tuta, rava.
So if you look at these three qualities, discipline, serene, and thoroughly pacified, well, essentially, he's saying that the person needs to, the prospective, that the teacher needs to possess a good behavior, a stable mind, and okay, so good behavior and stable mind, but that is not enough. Yeah, so basically, needs wisdom. Yeah, wisdom, and in particular, wisdom that is able to differentiate, you know, under one's own power, one's differentiate the good and bad. Yeah.
Oh, tindesine. Tetra ta labas sungi judu achebes. Tobe yende zam dembe michoki sotesune. Ta tindedi ta tunda. Ta tezam ta labas tindegi ani sum zam chogre besana tezam chogui amares. Ta tindu kare goresina ta. Lungi yende dan demba goebes lungi chuba che ta ekta shiba sum lungi chuba che ba ni deno sum na sobal mando toba dan demba osta.
However, so is this sufficient? Just possessing the three higher trainings, is it sufficient? No, it is not. So, however, it is not enough merely to have developed, thus by means of the three trainings, the qualities of realizations that act to tame the mind. As the quality of scriptural knowledge is also needed, we have rich in scriptural transmission, or the other translation means having a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of scriptural knowledge. So this meaning that the three collections, the three scriptural collections and so forth, have been studied extensively. So then, so according to Geshe Drumdunba, so there's this quotation here, isn't it? The translation. So I'll read from the an alternate translation again. So Geshe Drumdunba said that when the gurus of the Mahayana give an explanation, they must cause their students to have a deep understanding. When they are putting the teachings into practice, they must demonstrate what is helpful at the time when the teaching is on the wane, when the teachings of the Buddha are on the decline, and what is useful in the situation at hand. Okay? Okay, next, realization or suchness of knowledge or reality refers to the special training in wisdom. So the word special is missing there. The realization of the selflessness of phenomena. Yeah. Well, it says here alternative is mainly held to be manifest suchness. I don't know. Anyway, the other translation, which is clearer, says, in another way, it is said to be best if the teacher have a perception of reality. Okay. But if they do not have it, then it is acceptable for them to know reality through scripture and reasoning. Yeah. Then we'll continue. That being so, even if the teacher has scriptural knowledge and realizations, it is not enough for them to be inferior or to be lower or equal to that of the disciple. And therefore, someone with more qualities is needed. So that in the verses, so it says, people relying on someone inferior, wither. I think wither refers only things, only flowers or plants wither. Yeah. Degenerate, I think. Yeah. So people relying on someone inferior degenerate. Yeah. So those relying on one of their equals stay the same. So those relying on superiors, yeah, on those superior leaders, I think those superior, they attain, they achieve excellence. Yeah. So therefore, rely on those who are superior to yourself. So and you rely on someone who is superior to yourself, who possesses discipline, says perfect peace, and the most exalted wisdom. So if you rely on such a person, you will become superior even to those who are superior.
Mm. mik yatta wa shik kwa so tata chu tukpo tini rangi tobi yunde no osta.
So that's why Puchungwa said, as I listen or when I hear the accounts or the stories of the saints or the excellent persons, the holy beings of the past, I look up to them or I emulate them. And then Tashi, this is said, I take the old man at Rajing as a model. I think old man is not very respectful. I think it means elder, yeah. Elders, yeah. Elders, okay? So, yeah. Rajing, these are extremely holy beings. I don't think you should ever call them old men. Elders, yeah? Okay? Not old men.
So, the
word it means an elder, someone senior, elder in Tibetan. Perhaps in this context, it may be talking about this, and the elders may include holy beings like Drundunba. So Drundunba was not an ordained person. Yeah, Drundunba was in the aspect of lay person. Okay. So anyway, accordingly, when we need someone with more qualities, as a model to look up to. So those six qualities are like this are qualities you yourself attain for your own welfare.
Oh, that one, that when a table jam is given, singing said that took in that love of some chip, then long chupa chip, any tiny topas, any round the end of the house, or in the end of the tooty, that rang one, that in the stem was sunk yard. Rabba table jam give you singing enough, or rang one, you did the sunk yard.
So these six qualities are obtained for oneself. Yeah. So for someone to be a Mahayana virtuous friend, Mahayana teacher, these are the six qualities that he or she should possess. Okay, next so the remaining ones there are four qualities the qualities for looking after others, yeah, for taking care of others. So as it says, the capable ones or the sages, yeah, or the subduer. So anyway, there are many translations on this term, which is quite contentious. But anyway, the capable ones, the sages or the subduers and whatever, do not wash away evil or sins or negativities with water. They do not remove the suffering of the beings with their hands. They do not transfer the skin graft here. They do not transfer their realizations onto others. So they liberate by teaching the truth of reality. Okay. Okay, now a question for the elders of the class. Elders, can negativities be purified? Can negativities be purified by water or not? Think before you say. Can negativities be purified by water or not? Whether it's Evian or the new water, but anyway, whatever, can or not?
The new students are you? This don't worry, okay? The pressure is on the older students. Can or not? Those actually those who like to do puja one. Can negativities be purified by water or not?
This is us. So what Chumden deki dikpati chui tuja thaya marasta tsikona sungdoda.
Buddha himself said here in this verse that, you know, that the Buddhas do not purify the negativities of sentient beings with water, isn't it? You guys just did nyune, no? Hello? Excuse me?
Tende yungudu wasana nyuna nangla chu sarsum tunghe jidwa tangbuya ni nyendri taye nyebe shirif taye sumbya karita san
So in the Nyune, where you know, in the Nyune practice, there's this part in the ritual where you take 3 sips of water, isn't it? So you know, while you take the first sip, you imagine, wow, you purify the obscurations to liberation, is it? Then the next one is obscurations to omniscience. Then the third one, what? Oh, you become Buddha or something like that.
Somebody got it.
So what are the three? Any
somebody. What's the third one?
Oh, third one is realized Dhammakaya. Wow. So the ritual didn't work, is it? The ritual says that you take 3 sips of water and you become enlightened, no? What happened? No power? So can purify or cannot purify?
That did not do some of the water. That is some of the water. No, that was that. But not. Dig what she tuned it high on my ass. Any simje jiggy dungati? Any? 좀된데기 차기네 요 말레스 좀된데기 강예비 연된데 현라다 당한지 자라 대반나 신대 요 말레스 지승도 딱 간대시다 섬제나 간대시 편도 지그리스나 다 최대지 뒤나네 라버도 다 된데 된 시시 다 던다 뒤고네 신에 다 산제가 사다 고야시레스 지승도 쓰부시
So this is something to think about, yeah. But it is very clear here. Yeah, you know what is written here. It's just quite a famous verse, isn't it? Yeah, the sages, the subduers, do not wash away the negativities or sins with water, neither do they remove the suffering of sentient beings with their hands. They do not, and they are not able to transfer their realizations onto us sentient beings. So how do they liberate? They liberate by teaching the Dharma, by showing the path. Yeah? And in particular, they liberate us by teaching us the meaning of dependent origination.
Oh, tindesh, tatunda, sumden digi, that do you turn shady, tatunda name, that's also call a tall shady, da, shu sunch, tatunda, mobin nesu, about the tender turn, tindesh sunche, and the rato cheche, and the sosu in Yabache, sosu in Kalejabche, Sanki Kugres, that's all the sunguer, the number sugar to down tindere sunguer.
So the Buddha, worked for the welfare of those who are to be subdued, by teaching the Dharma, in particular the teachings on dependent origination, yeah. Isn't it? That's the Buddha's job. Yeah. But, what the sentient beings have to do is to understand the teaching, ascertain it, understand it, hear it, ascertain it in one's own mind, and that is how one is liberated from samsara, cycle existence. So this is the approach of the Buddhist path, isn't it?
Oh, to see that this is what Sungdo, the water around, the water, the shell, the lamb, and now then Jesus, the matter was the pursuit to a sochat metal, the service in Sungdo.
It says here very clearly, isn't it? Yeah. As it is being expressed here, apart from taking care of others, having taught them the path in an unmistaken manner, nothing can be done, washing away negativities with water and the like. So next are the four qualities for taking care of others. Yeah. So one of the four out of the four characteristics of the four qualities for taking care of others, eloquent or skilled in instructing disciples or eloquent, yeah, means experienced with regard to the stages of guiding the disciples and skilled at putting the meaning across to the minds of those to be subdued, to be tamed. So skilled in instructing disciples here refers to being both skilled in the process of leading disciples here and adept or skilled at causing them to understand. So basically refers to the fact that the teacher can lead the respective disciples according to their paths. Yeah, and able to give instructions to the point, whatever they need, skilled in doing that. Yeah. So next is says loving or possessing loving concern. Yeah, refers to having a pure motivation to teach the Dharma and teaching motivated by compassion, without regard for material gain or respect. So it's very clear. So the Mahayana teacher must motivated by concern and love. For the listeners,
yeah.
So the next couple of lines, I will not read from this. I will only read from another translation. Okay? Potowa said to Chengawa. Potowa said to Chengawa, son of Limo. Probably son of Limo might probably is referring to Chengawa himself. Yeah. So Potowa is saying, son of Limo, however many teachings I have explained, I have never taken pleasure in even a single thanks. All beings are helpless. So a teacher should be like this.
So this
quality of possessing loving concern. When you teach, you should teach, not motivated by desire or attachment, isn't it? For example, you may be looking for some kind of praise, they will say that, or they will think that, oh, I'm good and so forth. You know. So without that kind of thought, that kind of motivation, and in particular, one must teach out of loving concern. It's really some concern and love for the listeners. Yeah.
zunduk da tenpaas, da tunda jidang zunduk sayadi, da gyawa chawa, zhowa sikaji kukuyata, da shingi tun, da chwe tenyu kala, zhowa dan tenpa kone sungay, da tunda shetan da madeba kwayashi, da tunda shio sungdu kala, tepo chimi jive shi nyingi, o tinda shi da shena chwe tenyu kala, shetan da madeba kwayashi, da tunda gashin, doshin, o tinda shi chwe tenyu kwayashi sungyu sire.
So then next, energetic here refers to constant delight in others' welfare, or as a lesson like, that's what joyous perseverance is, you know, or energetic, isn't it? Yeah, it refers to, you know, this mind that delights in virtue. Yeah, that's what joyous perseverance is, isn't it? Yeah. So here, in energetic, it refers to basically, you know, having this constant delight in others' welfare. Yeah. So therefore, means. So when the teacher teaches that act, that teaching that the motivation should not be mixed with anger, for example, motivated or yeah.
어떻게 된다? 저 방만이 양양 잡아라 명아와데 새벽까지 소바 보수다 된다래 양의 양들에 다 뛰기 좋다.
Okay. Then having abandoned discouragement having abandoned and dispiritedness means constant means not to become weary due to explaining things over and over again, but rather to bear the hardships of explaining.
What in this one that tonda tilata and is that tinema yung water rabbed on tintan tamas, tapasimaji singing the tatun the rabla, that you in the student dembashi quiet, that you in the student dembashi mena, that dingla kandeshi kogresena, that.
So when we examine the teacher, so the ideal teacher, the perfect or the best one, someone who possesses all those 10 qualities. Yeah. But if one is not able to find a teacher who has all 10 qualities, you know, then you look for if you cannot find the ideal one, then you settle for or you look for the middling. So because they talk about teachers as possessing the best defining characteristics, middling, and then next there will be a discussion of what constitutes the minimum qualifications. Okay, so a middling or a teacher possessing the middling qualifications is what you can see on the bottom of page 21, isn't it? That's called Potowa himself. He said, you know, the three higher trainings, the realization of suchness, and a loving heart. Those five are the main thing.
Okay,
so he said he refers to his own teacher. Okay. Xiangzun. So maybe I'll read from another translation. Okay, so my master Xiangzun is not very learned with regard to all the scriptures and cannot withstand dispiriting circumstances. Therefore he does not even thank those who help him. However, since he has these five qualities, he is helpful to whomever is in his presence. Then Potowa continues. Nyendun does not have any skill in speech at all. Even when giving a single dedication of an offering, he can only think, none of these people here understand what I'm saying.
But even to get a joke. Anyway, but as he has the five qualities, he is helpful to whomever enters his presence.
What in there? Some do that. That dilemma. That dilemma. Sumbas. Sumbas. Nine. Tame. Sini. That. Tama. Tama. La. Kandesh. Koko. Sim. Teda. Sini. Zobas. Zobas. Sama. Tugi. Ongi. Nye. Kana. Han. Jun. Shewa. Sang. Jun. She. Shewa. Jun. She. Shewa. Sang. Jun. Chanyan. Bala. Miten. Bala. Yende. Lapa. Shila. Den. Koko. Sung. So. Sta. Tama.
So then the minimum qualifications, even if it is difficult due to the times to find someone who has the complete set of the defining characteristics like what's mentioned here, so it is said that you should not rely on someone whose faults are greater or whose faults and positive qualities are equal, but on someone whose positive qualities exceed the faults.
Oh, tinde sungsha. Ta thanda ini ta kasi nala tiara chidan ta. Ta jian ta yunde ni ge nane ta jian yun ni ge nane ta yunde chawa chi guai le manda manda la ruwa. Ta jian ta yunde chi na ta yun ni ge nane ta yunde chawa guai. Sabar du ani cedi dan chima ni ge nane chima zuo qing shi. Ruwa di nane ani rang dan xian su xian la zuo qing shi. Ta jiu xing shi na tinde shi guai shi ta manda manda la ta tinde sung du wa.
So here, the minimum qualifications of a teacher, a Mahayana teacher, is stated, isn't it? Yeah. So, if you know, weighing, comparing the number of qualities versus the number of faults, yeah. So that person's qualities should exceed those of the faults, yeah. And in particular, that teacher should emphasize the happiness of future lives more than the happiness of this life. And in comparing the interests of weighing the interests of others versus one's self interest, the teacher should emphasize the benefit of others, yeah, others' welfare. So this is like the very minimum, yeah, the minimum qualifications that a Mahayana teacher should have.
Oh, that dilemma, that jirumbu, that nemboshin sungai, thayadaras, namdo dhubi, lama ni tengi dhubi, zawa yinbi, sta, rwa. Inbe lama tembar tawa namji tada shebar chela singe da tembar la zawa la pebar chashin lama tendawa namji jang singe tada da tembar la lama tendawa namji jang singe tada da tembar la tembar chawa la pe do usta.
So the next is a very important point, a kind of punchline, you know, like from Lama Tsongkhapa, yeah. We shall read from another, not from the text. So the guru who helps you to achieve liberation is the foundation of your deepest aspiration. Therefore, you who wish to rely on the guru should understand these defining characteristics and strive to seek one who has them. Also, those who wish to have students should understand these characteristics and strive to possess them. So Lama Tsongkhapa pays attention to stating this very clearly right at the beginning of the teaching, isn't it? Yeah. The importance of finding or relying on a qualified teacher, isn't it? Yeah. So the problem with a lot of people is that they miss out this point, and they don't pay attention, and therefore they run into a lot of complications later on, you know. So If we need to find, we need to depend on the teacher for guidance. We need to know what kind of teacher we need, you know. So, which means you need to look for someone who is qualified, okay? So in order to know what, in order to be able to look for this qualified teacher, you must know what to look for, isn't it? So therefore, right at the beginning, you should be very sure what are the defining characteristics that you must look for in the teacher. Understand the characteristics, ascertain them well, and then check the prospective teacher if he or she possesses those qualities. Then after you have analyzed the prospective teacher, whether he or she possesses these qualities, and once, when you are confident, when you are sure, after analysis, then you take the person as your teacher. You devote to the person as a teacher. You rely on the person as a teacher. And it is said in the Lamrim, in the teachings, isn't it? The teacher, the virtuous friend, correctly relying, correctly devoting on the virtuous friend is the very root of the entire path to enlightenment, isn't it? Yeah. So it is by, so after you have found the teacher, after you have depended on him, you must rely correctly. So that is, but by doing that, then you establish the root, you know, the very root of the entire path to enlightenment. So this is what is said here in the teachings, isn't it? Yeah.
어딘데샤
So therefore, so from the beginning, you must know what are the defining characteristics of the teachers you possess, and you understand them, and then look for them in the prospective teacher. Only when you are confident, you have done your analysis, you are confident that he or she possesses these qualities, only then do you, you then establish a guru-disciple relationship, with the recognition from your side, although this person is now my teacher, my guru. So after you have made that, developed that recognition, then from then on you have to devote correctly, yeah. And then you should then pay attention to whatever teachings or advice given by that person, isn't it?
Yeah. So, Kiran Karetun the Nigus, the Samadanes, Kiran Dilama Dom Tenji, Kiran Karetun the Nier, Karechit, Karechit, Dugus, the Samadango Kishmores.
So, I mean, sometimes I do get people asking me, oh, Gishala, can I take this person as my guru? I mean, I will not say, don't go, but I will not say you should go as well. But I usually say you have to think about what you want to achieve. What do you want to get out from that? To get from the teacher, why do you want to take the person as your teacher? I say, so this is what I usually tell people.
Yeah. 즉 나라 당포를 잡자 타바이자 진대의 균세신이 양 누구여래 다 균세 담에다 용구여래 이날 조조 수술 과에디 가려도 다 과에디 수술 과에디 예견되게 때 두고도면도 삼았던 거에 계신 거예요 하여튼 때 두고도 다 약보도 나라 과에디 그 때기도 하여튼에 다 돈에 수술 잡아라 봐
So people have a variety of reasons for taking on someone as a teacher. Yeah, some people take on a person as a teacher or as their guru because that person is famous. Then there are some who, for example, this so-called person or lama, wow, is able to heal people by reciting mantras and blowing on them, and then something happens, I don't know. Then when they hear that, then they get, wow, and then, then therefore,
is qualified, therefore I take the person as guru. So I mean, everybody have their own reasons, yeah. But you have to know what you're looking for, basically. So if that person can give you what you're looking for, then it's up to you, yeah. You basically make your own decision, isn't it, yeah? If the person is able to give you what you are looking for.
So the chicken said, Tirabata, so chick turned to near that the thing is chicken ticket, do not that tilata, and she push up the Zawan and Chiche, so the Tonda Duba, Chigi or Wata. That's all the Tinder Wata, Tilata, so the Kang turned to near my yes, that so Tinder took the year, that's all yes.
So yeah, it all boils down to what you want, isn't it? Because if the person can give you what you want, then of course then if you relate to him with respect and love and you know, then maybe it makes sense. Yeah. So yeah, it boils down to what you're looking for and what the person can whether the person can give you what you're looking for.
Go to Sagi, Lama Jesungu, the Tunde, Sungati, or Tinde, Tundu Yigina, Tingit in the Tangje, that Telata, and Kubache, and Tebache, Toxi Toku Gres, that Zozo, that Namdur Tube, that Tarbana Tamjama Tubeki, that Jivishin is Sungu Yore, or Kabi Sungati, that Sozo Tinde Tundu Yangena, that Tingin Samiki in Shinishte, and it's Tushin to Shabina, that Tarbana Tamjama Topto, or the Sungu Yore.
So here in this context, we've been discussing the qualities of Mahayana Guru. Yeah. So you have to understand that we are here talking about someone who can lead you to enlightenment in particular. Yeah. So if you are someone who is seeking out the enlightenment, liberation, in particular enlightenment, then because this is what you are seeking, so you have to rely on someone who can bring you there. So someone who can bring you to enlightenment is someone who possesses these 10 defining characteristics. Okay, so if enlightenment is what you want, then you have to look for someone who has these qualities. Once you have found him or her, then once you devote to the person as a guru, then from then on you have to devote correctly. And then there will be ensuing great benefits. Yeah. So next is a discussion of the defining characteristics of the student himself. So what are the defining characteristics of a student who relies on a guru who possesses those 10 defining characteristics? You understand? You have to think.
Anyway. Oh,
You should be aware by now that there's a discussion session on Sunday, isn't it? 1:30 p.m. Yeah. So as I mentioned that before, those of you who are committed to the program, it's very important to attend discussion sessions. Yeah. Okay. So therefore, I will now give you some questions. Some of the questions that you should discuss on Sunday.
Lamina Sumba Nashire, the Pena, Tanda, Temba Tamja, Gamido Topa, Sea Capdela, Kansachi, the Gamido Topa de Kansana, Kansachi, Lamioso Topa, Kansachi, San Gave Lam to Koyaji, a cigarette, says to her. Tadi kodang karesena kaji lamgi zoto res kaji lamgi yala dos tindes kodang sire sungdo ta ti kares ge res ta ti kola tolin che
I will translate whatever the question is, yeah, but of course I think Cecilia will put it into
something reasonable, and perhaps we can just email it out to you guys tomorrow. Yeah, and we can give the question to Pat once you have So now you just try to understand what the question is. Yeah. So the first greatness of the teaching is that it enables us to know that all the teachings are free of contradiction, isn't it? And it is said in the text that this means, you know, that all the teachings are meant for any one single person to achieve full enlightenment. And it is mentioned in the text that some of the teachings are the branches of the path, while some of it are the main. Yeah, what does it say? Main. What's the other word? What's if it's not a branch, it is a
trunk.
No. I know there's a trunk, but I don't think. But my brain is not working.
Oh, 가지는 남지 좋소. 가지는 남지 야라. 시르스 좋소.
어.
I think maybe branch. I don't know. What the text said there.
So anyway, some of the teachings are the main path, and while others are branches of the path. Yeah. So what does that mean? So yeah. So that's the first thing to discuss. We.
That dilemma, 아니지? That 대화 친중은 남 다가와 말했어. 그러니 이렇게 간대시도 그래. 그러와. 아니 농다리 빠카리야 대화 친중 가와마이 말아. 그러와.
What are the scriptural what are the scriptural references and logical reasonings for establishing that the Mahayana and the Hinayana are non-contradictory? So if one holds on to the idea that there are teachings that are for study, whilst there are other teachings that are for practice, when what are the faults? Yeah.
Tatunda, tere, tatunda, tijela, tatosam, pena tosam chedi, ani gomjeri, gula dugre dugio maris, roba, ani gom sedi kareres, tatunda nyamdorore.
Is hearing and
tosam chabati, gom chabala, pendo yorem, gomjala, pendo yumri ingo maris, the gomgitunda kareres.
Does hearing and reflecting on the teachings assist or benefit one's meditation? What is the meaning of meditation? Yeah, one. How is the negative karma of abandoning the Dharma accumulated? If one accumulates such a negative karma, how does it harm you?
Temegilam Yonsu Zopa, Rava. 테메게 람 용수 줘봐 아니 지다 안 타바 침베 냠스 랑고 그래베스
Does a Mahayanist need to practice the entire Hinayana teachings? A person following the Mahayana path, does a person following the Mahayana path need to embrace, not embrace, to practice the Hinayana teachings in its entirety? Okay,
so next question may be a little bit difficult because I did not cover this here, but anyway, does a bodhisattva take rebirth in cyclic existence to benefit sentient beings? If so, how does a bodhisattva develop renunciation for samsara? Do bodhisattvas take rebirth in cyclic existence to benefit sentient beings? If so, how do they develop disenchantment with samsara? Disenchantment or renunciation of samsara?
That person that to the Rama that he has Jason Bushagure, and he can the Sinian Gugres, Roa, and that Shun Shabana Sinabina, social appendo carrying Udus. This does Dolin Shia.
So the next one is the last question, but it's important. How should one listen to a teaching? If one listens to the teaching as explained in the text, what are the benefits to you?
Cabo? Chiwa Mounds there in that to lynch the Tazan Sana, I put a mason and send it to Chikomare. That's also.
Well, if you can finish, discussing everything, it's fine. But if you come, listen. If you can't for whatever reason, you don't have to get stressed, you know, worry. And the point of giving you these questions is so that you can learn.
What?
Because Lama Atisha's Lamb for the Path to Enlightenment said, from among the seven types of Praktimoksha vows that were taught by the Tathagata, but a couple of lessons ago, you mentioned that there were eight different divisions of the Praktimoksha vows. So I'm wondering whether the one-day vow or the fasting vow is something that the Tibetan scholars added after the time of our Lama Atisha.
You're asking if the Tibetans made it eight?
Yes.
No.
You mentioned eight divisions,
yes.
And then Lama Nagesi Lundrup Sopa in his commentary also mentioned eight. But then there was this quotation from Lama Atisha's Lamb for the Path to Enlightenment, and it was also found in the commentary for the Lam Rim Chemo by Lama Geshe Sopa. And he said, from among the seven types of Pratimoksha that were taught by the Tathagata. So I'm wondering where the eighth came from.
So I guess the as you said, is the one day vow. Yeah. So usually we have the lay person, male and female, novice, male and female, fully ordained, male and female. Then you have the Ngelopma, which is intermediary. It's something in between a novice nun and a fully ordained nun, so it's what called Gelopma. So seven altogether. So if you add on the one day vow, then you have
eight.
Yeah. So yeah, so if you include the one day vow. The one day Pratimoksha vow, then you have eight. Huh? So if you don't count that, then you have seven. No.
Can I ask another question? Because just now you talk about the third defining characteristic of a teacher, and you refer to it as being thoroughly pacified. And according to the commentary, Geshe Sopa said, thoroughly pacified refers to the highest insight into the nature of reality. And he also talks about the quality of a special kind of wisdom arising from investigating the ultimate nature of the self and the phenomena. And he also talks about a conjoining of a single-pointed concentration and the highest insight that produces a superior kind of analytical wisdom. I don't think that he's talking about generating the wisdom, realizing the selflessness of the person alone. Can Rinpoche Geshe-la please comment on that?
So if again Sobala said that basically if the quality, that quality of being thoroughly pacified and the quality of having a thorough knowledge of reality are the same, basically, yeah, then you know you should ask him, then what's the difference though? Because he's the one who's, if he did say it's the same, then you have to ask him why he says it's the same.
Special training. So it's difficult to say that these two refer to the same quality. Yeah? There must be a difference. Yeah? That's why you have ten. Yeah? I mean, they're enumerated separately, isn't it? Thoroughly pacified and then thorough knowledge of reality. Yeah? So, and in particular, in the explanation of a knowledge of reality, Namsung Over says specifically that it refers to a special training in wisdom.
So it means it sets it apart from the third quality, isn't it? So there must be a difference, yeah.
তারে ইনায় তাতে ডলিং ছিছু করে রথা ছিল তুই তা লাভাতে রেস কে আমার ইনায় কথা বেজে দামে ডলো মানে খারে তো তার ছোট ছিনে তা থাকছ শস সামনে ইংগো আরে কেছি বলে
জোর So, but there is room for discussion, is it? That's the point. By consulting various and different opinions and different texts, you know. The point is that individually, one, your own, as every individual has to come to a conclusion for himself or herself, isn't it? Yeah. So that's the point. That's the important thing. Yeah. I'm not saying that whatever I've said here is necessary only the right answer. You know.
Oh, that's it. Kangtobdo. That Jeshesho is Kangtobdo. Dewa Damera Lo is Kangtobdo. The Lamling Kwan La Su Yong Che Lamling Shung Dang Tumba Dogo Ye the Jeshesho Che Go Dewa Damera Lo Da Go De Ne Papsa De Kwan Tumba Che Dogo Ye Che Kangtobdo De Gan La Yong Go Ye Che Jeshesho Che.
So as much as possible. I mean, although it is important to consult different opinions and different views. Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, the root is the text. You know, whatever commentary. Or explanation that must accord basically with the view of the root text, yeah. It's called the root text, yeah. So it must accord with that,
yeah.
So it is important you need to keep this in mind. The root text is the basis, no? The very root, yeah. So of course, there are various commentaries, yeah. Of course, and some commentaries make it easier to understand. Yes, for sure. But at the end of the day, the commentary it should help you understand the intent and the position that is stated in the root text itself. Yeah. So the court, you must concord, yeah. Basically, the explanation of the commentary must help you to understand the intent, yeah, of the root text. Okay.
Okay. Stop here.
Geshe-la, very sorry. Can I just clarify the very first question? Mm. Venerable said that the first greatness of the teachings help us to know that all the teachings are non-contradictory and meant for the practice of a single person, and that some are main points and
for a single person to achieve enlightenment.
For the person, yeah. And then it says, what does that mean? So I just want to clarify, is Geshe-la asking us to explain these different elements? All teachings are non-contradictory, that it's practice for a single person working for enlightenment, and that some are main points and branches of the path? Mm-hmm. Or Geshe-la is asking us the overriding question to explain the meaning of all teachings are non-contradictory?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That tempatam je kame de tope ton da kare re se na kansa chi san je lam do khoya chi re sti lap sar wa se bu chi kame de to tang de kansa chi san je lam do khodan chi se di len jap sar wa ta na
so
di la len ja ma re da lu tamba da kame de to pa de kansa san je lam do khodan chi re len jap sar ta na
so the earlier part of the question is not the question, it is expressing. Basically, the earlier part of the or so-called the question is basically a statement expressing the meaning of realizing the teachings are free of contradiction. Yeah, because the meaning of realizing the teachings are free of contradiction means to realize that all the teachings are meant for any one single individual to achieve enlightenment. Yeah, so that you state that position.
Yeah.
So basically, so all the teachings are meant for any single individual to achieve enlightenment. Yeah. As for those teachings, then there are some, there are main points of the path, while there are some, there are branches. Yeah. So what does it mean? So explain that.
I mean,
just the thing. Just the meaning. The point is to explain how some of the teachings main points of the path, while others are branches of the path. So that's the thing that I want you to look at.
Okay. All right. Go to Ganges River. As I went before.
Trying to think of it in terms of the Indian context, especially in the Buddha's time, and even till today, Hindus who form the majority of Indians will, on big festival days, they go to these rivers, especially the Ganges, and they believe by taking a dip in the Ganges, it washes away your sins. And the Buddha was very much against this kind of belief, the historical Buddha. That's what we study in Indian philosophy. So I would incline to believe that the Buddha would have said, no, water is not going to just taking a dip in the water is not going to wash away your sins. It might clean your body, but not much more than that.
Yeah. Well, there's a difference between water and blessed water, yeah.
True.
Buddha did not say blessed water, is it? Anyway.
True, though. Then we come to the point about what is blessed water. Or what is a blessing.
Need to see. What is the blessing? That's the question. How does it bless the water? Whether water changes to nectar or not? Only bless the water changes to nectar, then of course maybe possible, yeah. Anyway, just a discussion for that.
Okay, so finish off the